Thank you, Lord, that we can come together today. Just, Lord, that the Holy Spirit that is here with us may quicken us in our mind and our hearts, that we may be able to hear clearly, receive it, receive your direction, plant your word in our heart, Lord, and write your law in us. We just praise and thank you, for Lord, we know that you are here, and Lord, we can count and depend on you to be able to receive, to be able to have the direction, to be able to have the stability, Lord, in this time that is needed in these days. In Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Today I'm going to start a bit of a new thing. We'll see how far we can go. It depends. I never know when how things happen, but that's all right. You know, I prepare. It's not that I don't know what I have to talk about. It's just that I don't know how long it's going to take to do it. That's fair, huh? So well, I'm going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, you know, embracing the Holy Spirit, the Helper, understanding the Holy Spirit better, because I believe that although it's such an important part, it is one person of the Trinity, you know, often, especially these days, not understood very much. There's confusion, okay? So, you know, it's a world that is, there's lots of confusion and competing spiritual voices that we are exposed to. And understanding, you know, the vital role of the Holy Spirit, which Jesus called the Helper, you know, is very critical, crucial for believers. We need to understand that. We need to understand, okay, that how, you know, and discern, okay, the way God works, okay. I'm going to explore how the Holy Spirit guides us into the truth, empower us to live righteously, and enable us to discern God's will for us. Because of all the different ideas that been we are exposed to, we had to be able to navigate our way. It's not very easy today, okay? I'm going to try to address that. You know, and the important thing is to, you know, our focus, our what we give importance to, okay? And really, the basis, I believe, is to give, you know, learn to develop sensitivity and the ability to see things, okay, that enable us to understand the way God works. And generally, you know, it's not merely to go and chasing like lots of people do, chasing, you know, signs and wonders. What we, because those are, can be confusing. And that's really what the problem is today. Everybody is chasing for signs and wonders, and that's the wrong thing to look at, because those can be made up. And I'm going to explain something and also teach about some teaching about it, show you how the teaching is distorted about these things. Okay. Look, we had to actually cultivate a deeper relationship with God and with the Holy Spirit so that we can actually see the way he works in us, that is the predominant part for us to be able to do all the other things. And that is the manifestation of the fruit of the Spirit in us. If we don't have the fruit, we are not qualified to work in the gift. That was the problem from the beginning of the church. The only mention of that is, you know, the Corinthian church you are going to see. Okay, that was the problem. That is the problem today. This is a recurring problem. And we have to understand that, and we have to understand why. So I'm going to address that specifically and address how really the teaching is bringing about, that is going on preaching about that. There is not much teaching you can see around about the gift, the fruit. Most of the focus is on the gift. Why? Because that's what people want to hear. Okay? And that is the same reason why the Corinthians had problems. They had to be corrected. Now, so, well, I'm going to be dealing with that. I'm going to be dealing with the role of the Holy Spirit as the helper. Not the one that makes us get the things we go after in the flesh. And I'm going to deal with that exactly. And we're going to take the time that is required to do that. Jesus said in John 16:7, okay, that nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away, for if I do not go away, the helper will not come to you, but if I depart, I will send him to you. So evidently, the helper is important. The helper is one of the major differences between Old Testament and New Testament. This is, we need to be able to connect with the Holy Spirit. But if we do not understand the thing properly, we don't understand him properly, we are going to connect with the wrong thing, thinking that we are actually connecting with the Holy Spirit. Now, is that the only place that Jesus had to correct about that? Absolutely not. At the very beginning of his ministry, he actually mentioned that and dealt with that very clearly and warned us about that. Praise the Lord. See, that, you know, this is really the importance of the Holy Spirit is clearly stated by Jesus. It's convenient. It's better that I go, because if I don't go, I cannot send you the Holy Spirit. So evidently, he gave us to the Holy Spirit a great importance. Okay? So, and I think that definitely that's the only, you know, you can get saved, cannot get saved without the Holy Spirit. That's as simple as it is. Because the Old Testament, they had connection with God and so on, but they weren't saved yet. That was going to come after Jesus to come for them to be able to receive, you know, breakthrough, and it's not finished for us either. So we have to understand, okay, that is an essential component for our salvation, okay? And that, you know, he is our helper. So that means that we have to be able to help us one way or another. You know, and that means we have to connect with him and communicate with him and be able to hear him properly and not be confused about him. Okay? So, you know, and what is the source of confusion? See, the point is, you know, not understanding properly, not knowing properly the Holy Spirit and how he works, because he's a person, he's the third person of the Trinity, okay? And so we have to understand, you know, that it's important to connect with God the right way, because if you don't know God, you are not going to be able to understand anything. Our study about God, the way he works, the way he deals with us, the way he teaches us, the way they help us is critical. We have to know what we connect with and how it works in us. Okay? So, you know, early Pentecostals, charismatics, let the rain. These are all the movement that the Holy Spirit started to move in a greater way. And even now, and today, you know, the new apostolic reformation, the emphasis is always on the gift of the Holy Spirit. And that's the source of the problem. Because they should be taking the proper position with respect to our spiritual walk. And we have to understand why that produces a problem. And unless you understand that, you cannot deal with that. Okay? This is important. Okay? What we should do, actually, the proper way, is to emphasize the fruit of the Spirit, because why there is not much teaching about that? Because we cannot control them. We cannot control them. Because it's the Holy Spirit that produced them. So we don't feel comfortable. We feel that we cannot do the things that we want to do or according to the way we feel. See, often, and this is, you know, and that we have to understand that for ourselves and in others. Because we have to understand the way we function, the way generally people work, the way they are operating and the way they interact with God. I'm sure that you haven't heard ever people talking about what I'm talking today or are starting to talk today, because nobody does. Why? Because that's not what people want to hear. But it's not what we want to hear. It's the truth that set us free. And we need courage to speak the truth. Praise the Lord. Now, Jesus said it, gave us a warning at the very beginning of his ministry in the Sermon on the Mount. He gave a specific warning that was just about this. And we had to apply properly. Okay? We had to learn to understand how to apply the word. Here this says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21. Not anyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Okay? The Holy Spirit, one of the things we'll do is to show the will of the Father. Okay? That's the purpose, so that you can recognize the things that you have to do. Okay? And this says, continue verse 22. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, called demons in your name, call out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name? That's really the operation of the gifts, isn't it? They were not talked about it, but he was talking specifically addressing that issue. Okay? These people were believers, because he went and says, Lord, Lord, didn't we do all these things? So these people were believers, but were believers the wrong thing, because that was not the way Jesus saw it. They were deceived. So Jesus was announcing this before even these things happened. And, they couldn't understand at that time. Now we should be able to understand, because he mentioned that specifically to prepare us for it. Okay? So they were believers, but they were not believing right. They were deceived. And, they were doing things, and they think that God was doing it, thinking that, they were doing what God wanted them to do, okay? But that's not what it is. Verse 23 says, and then I will declare to them, okay? This is a statement that he makes. I never knew you, depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. I mean, we don't follow the proper thing. So the idea is, what counts, what we can see, the result that happens, the things that are inside us, is manifested and identified by our behavior, by what we practice. That means the things we are in, that we are not perfect. Nobody is perfect. Anybody that thinks we are perfect, they are just completely insane, because we are far from being perfect. There is nobody perfect but Jesus. Okay? Claiming that we are perfect is nonsense. It's not the truth. Because you are living in a fantasy world. Okay? No. Here is, so, it's not that we have to be perfect. It's not that God expects us to be perfect. But he expects us to be true. Yeah. Live in the truth. Live in reality. Not in fiction, in fantasy, in ideas that are really unreal, thinking that is the reality. Fooling ourselves about what reality is all about. Okay? So, yeah, I didn't say those things. Jesus did. Okay? And, you know, so what comes to us is what we, you know, what we practice, what we actually do, okay, shows where we are at, what kind of relationship we have, who is in control over us. Okay? Whose sons are we? That's what it shows. Okay? So when we look at ourselves, or when we look at other people, we shouldn't be looking at what, you know, if you go and tell them, you know, about them, talking about them, then they will tell you, and everybody tries to look good, will tell you the things that make them feel good. Okay? That's not, they put up a show. We all put up a show to feel good about ourselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Is that when only that passes into deception? Or when we fool ourselves and then we think that we are what we are not? That's where the problem comes in. Okay? So, how do you, when you want to know somebody, understand somebody, what do? You ask them. You go and see the way they communicate? And you think you're going to get the truth? No way. You're going to get what they want to see, you to see and believe. What you had to do is to look at them, examine them. Look at really what was going on. The things that they don't understand, the things that they don't even know, that they're not even aware of, that are coming up from what they practice. Okay? We had to learn to examine, test all things. That's what the word says. Doesn't say believe all things that people tell you. Because otherwise you're going to believe. See, that's the problem with many young believers, that they believe everything that everybody says. Well, he's a minister, he's something like that. Well, these people were ministers. And God said, and Jesus said, I don't know you. Hello? Now, that, you know, I mean, I'm not saying something that is not in the Bible. I'm just using the Bible because I saw many things, and I think these things need to be said to protect people that are too simple or too believing things that they shouldn't believe. Okay? But you don't go according to your own judgment. You have to go according to what the word says. Okay? So, Jesus said something just before that is very interesting and that sometimes is pretty strong. In Matthew chapter 7, verse 18, okay, how you are going to know them. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Okay. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. That's pretty strong. Therefore, the conclusion is, by their fruits you will know them. So you don't look at what people say. You don't look at what they want to appear like or the show that they put up. You look at the fruit that they produce, a fruit, one of the characteristics of the fruit is that you cannot make it up. A fruit is something that comes naturally out of the tree. Okay. So that doesn't mean that somebody is perfect. It means something that the things that they, you know, that you can see, they line up with some of the characteristics of the fruit of the Spirit that are the result of God working in a person. There's a big difference there. You have no control over those things. You have certainly a lot of control on the gifts of the Spirit. Too much control. Actually, that's why it's the that's where the problem is. Because what we want, we are going to show, use, which is really not really a gift of the Spirit, is something that we make up. Now, there are ways of discerning that too. And this is why, you know, you see, for example, in 2 Corinthians, in 1 Corinthians and 2 Corinthians, all the other, all the books, you test everything. You don't take everything because somebody has the anointing. The anointing comes from many sources. Now, praise the Lord. Fruit cannot be faked. Shows is some oftentimes is made by the things that you want to show. Okay. Believers trust men instead of really simply allowing the Holy Spirit to show you the truth. Now, there is so much information about many false teachers around. They still have a big crowd following them. I mean, stuff that is completely crazy. Like faking, for example, I mean, just say one. Faking that they have word of knowledge because they had, you know, an ear in the ear, so bad, they produce, they get information from the people in the audience. I mean, some people have been doing that for ages. Everybody's following them, thinking that it's the Holy Spirit. Somebody that does that has a serious problem, a serious, you know, difficulty in connecting, in not just being honest, but connecting with the Holy Spirit, because that's cheating. And most of the people that actually do that are well known. People, actually, this stuff is recorded, it's been exposed very clearly. Why people don't listen? Because there is the big show that they want. I mean, if, and nobody has the courage to actually bring that up, because that's not what they're going to be popular about. Well, I'm sorry. Jesus never distorted the truth for because of what people wanted to hear. He always refused to put up a show when they asked him to do that. He always refused. Actually, he wasn't publicizing himself. He was telling after this he had done something supernaturally, don't go and tell anybody. Today, these people tell you, what was, you know, are you doing that? I mean, you had to publicize your ministry. Yeah. In the flesh, sure. Not in the spirit. That's what you get. You are trying to get people to actually make up things. Many of, I mean, if you should read the history of the church in the last 100 years. Without looking at things with blinded eyes, but looking at the truth and see the distortion that took place in this time because of that kind of show that they put up. You know, people, you know, I don't want to get into, I could make a list that it never ends. I've been around for more than 50 years. Okay? And once I possibly when I was new, you know, I didn't know any better, and I may even have accepted some of these things, but didn't take very much to open my eyes and see that there was something wrong with it. So, therefore, by the fruit, you shall know them. See, the scripture says very clearly, we have yet to go everything according to the scripture. Our way of judging things is not according to the way we feel, not according to the way everybody believes, not according to what people say. We go according to the scriptures. And the scripture gives us the direction that we need to walk into the truth. And the Holy Spirit is going to guide us that way. If we walk in things that are not the truth, it's not the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. Okay? So the very moment in which you start believing things that are not true, that's not the Holy Spirit talking to you. The Holy Spirit is going to open your eyes to be able to see the truth, because that's his job. He's going to show the truth about yourself and about others. So you're judging, or you better judge. You judge all things. That's what the word says. And you have to know how to judge. You have to judge properly, according to the word. That means you have to see if there are fruit there, because that's the only way you're going to be able to see the difference between the flesh and the spirit. It's not by the show that is put up. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. Paul correcting this situation. He says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one to profit all. Okay? But the one by one and the same Spirit, but one and the same Spirit works in all these things, distributing each one individually as he will. It's not as we want. Okay? It's as he will. And so he distributed. Okay? And the thing is, that doesn't, you know, it's not really for your profit. It's not the person that should be getting the benefit, you know, the one that is going to giving it so that he feels important, or that, you know, the Holy Spirit never makes you feel important. Because that feeds your pride. So that feeds your flesh. But that's why people like those things, because they, you know, can feel important. Okay? They can get following people. They can feel people that go after these things are going to be able to blind it by the story they make, you know, like, like throwing up cancer that actually is a piece of liver. I mean, from the butcher. Or other things like that. That's, you know, stuff like that is happening. Praise the Lord. Okay? For the profit of all. Okay? Distribute by God. He is the one that does it, not because we want to do it, not because we want to get, you know, feel that we are important, not because we want to feel good about ourselves. If really, when the Holy Spirit really works, you feel humbled, not magnified. The Holy Spirit doesn't magnify us ever. If it magnifies us, it's not the Holy Spirit. How can you say that? The word says that. Okay. I'm going to look into that a bit later. You see, the thing is, they even teach so that you fall into that kind of error. You know, taking scriptures. I'm going to show you one of the teachings that they do. Okay. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 19, says there very clearly, do not quench the Spirit. So that does not mean, okay, that you should you know, encourage and make the things that happen as the Holy Spirit when they're made up by you or are demonic. When people go around barking, sounds like chickens or stuff like that, going around in a fix, and they think that's the Holy Spirit, and the leader says that, there is a serious problem with it. This is demonic manifestation that are passed by the Holy Spirit. They are going to give account for that. But the thing is spread. Everybody's interested. People come from other nations to just see that kind of stuff. I'm just giving some example here. This is insane that people actually accept that. You know, if somebody quack like a duck, it's a duck, it's nothing else. If one operates that a spirit, is the spirit, is a demon, not the Holy Spirit. I never saw Jesus going around and having people looking like chickens and going around or barking like dogs. Oh, no, I had people barking at dog in some of my meetings. I didn't say it was the Holy Spirit. I stopped them, and in Jesus' name, get out of him. They stopped right away. See, that's the thing. You had to, you know, why they allow things like that. Number one, because they're too ignorant to the leadership to know to do something about it. That's what happened with Azusa Street. Instead of correcting things, witches were going in, taking over, and the whole things collapsed because. There is a problem with that. You know, the problem is very serious. Because then people don't know anymore, think that the demonic stuff is actually the Holy Spirit. And so, unless the leadership should be able to be very clear in taking a position, correcting these things when they happen, because otherwise people get confused and get messed up. And then they don't know anymore. They get everything. They'll open themselves to the wrong stuff. They're going to get in trouble because they don't understand anymore the truth. They confuse what the enemy does with what the Holy Spirit does. Praise the Lord. So we had, this is why, you know, and why is it encouraged? Well, you know, they get the crowd. Are you following what I'm saying? See, that's why they say, oh, do not quench the spirit. Doesn't mean, you know, that you had to let these things happen. Actually, he's not talking, you know, that scripture is not referring to that at all. The scripture, what it's talking about is that you had to learn to the Holy Spirit when he corrects you not to push him away. Because that's the major job of the Holy Spirit, is to correct us and to guide us. Guide us. Not in the wrong direction, but in the right direction. This is the most important job that he has, to guide us into all truth, not to guide us into error and confusion. I believe in the Holy Spirit. I depend on the Holy Spirit as much as I can, but I'm very careful. And it's not wrong to be careful. We have to be judging properly. If you do not judge, you are going to be deceived. As simple as that. Because that's what we are called to do. Because we have to learn what to do, discern the truth. In a world that is confused, there are so many things going around, people say all the wrong thing, and you know, you get everything that goes around, you're going to be in a real mess. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, this is very practical, okay? Praise the Lord. What is the worst way to quench the Holy Spirit? Is not to test what is happening according to the scriptures. Because the Holy Spirit is going to bring you scriptures to address and identify things. And when things don't, you cannot find in the scripture, throw them away. Because if Jesus didn't do it, don't tell me somebody now is more powerful than Jesus. Well, that is the last things that are happening. The people are going to preach. Praise the Lord. Allowing fleshy manifestation and demonic manifestation without correction. That is quenching the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit, okay, wants us to be able to discern when he speaks to us and when something else speaks to us. Like, for example, our pride. I wanting to be successful, wanting to be accepted. Praise the Lord. See, that's where the church get confused because they don't know anymore what the Holy Spirit is doing, and they think the Holy Spirit something that is not. The Holy Spirit, first things of all, is holy. That's why it's called Holy Spirit. That means holy means, you know, I don't know many people talk about holiness anymore anyway. But the fact is, holiness means simply that it's separated from fleshy stuff. Okay? So that's the idea. It's not that you look by you so everything else. You know, you are not caught up into fleshy things that are the works of the flesh. Okay? So one of the first things the Holy Spirit is going to do is not to make you feel good, but to make you feel holy. I mean, separate yourself from all the flesh. Deal with the flesh within you. Otherwise, he cannot make you grow. That's what he's trying to do. You know, he's trying, the only way to make you grow and to become more and more like Jesus is really that you overcome the flesh and you crucify the flesh. Okay, so that's the thing we have to understand. Separated from the world. You know, very clearly, I mean, this is not just one scripture. You know, there are so many scriptures I can bring up, but I'm going to bring only one. Romans chapter 8, verse 13 says very clearly, for if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if you, by the Spirit, you put to death the deed of the flesh, you will live. So really, seems to me that's really telling you, if somebody is making you believe stuff that is actually coming out of the flesh as the Holy Spirit, that's quenching the Holy Spirit because it's really blocking the Holy Spirit to communicate to you this, you know, red flag, this is wrong, don't believe it. So that you get a clear understanding of what you should believe or not believe. The Holy Spirit works supernaturally, absolutely. It's not with a big show. Often happens when nobody sees it. It's much more powerful than the other time. So, the Holy Spirit is always going to put to death the work of the flesh. Okay? And when there is in a manifestation of the work of the flesh, it's not glorifying God, it's glorifying what's going on there. Okay, the Holy Spirit is holy, John 16:8. But when he's come, he will convict the world of sin, of righteousness, and of judgment. Okay, so he will show God's perspective about things. Okay, and that's not show necessarily. Sin because you do not believe in me, you know, righteousness because I go to my Father and see me no more, and judgment because the ruler of this world is judged. Okay? Without the Holy Spirit, we cannot understand, perceive God's perception or God's way of judging things. And when those things get mixed up together, you are going to be in confusion. That's why lots of believers, they just go tossed around everywhere without really knowing where they're going and where they're coming. Okay? And they may do some things, you know, they sound good even. But they don't help anybody. Okay? We are a work in progress. every one of us. So we are not going to be perfect anyway, okay? If we just start saying that we are perfect or teaching that we are perfect, you got a real problem, you know, because you don't understand anything about spiritual life. Okay? And they do. Praise the Lord. So, and that's why Jesus said, we are a work in progress. He says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth, will not speak of his own authority or about himself, but whatever or you, and by what he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come. See, that's the Spirit of truth that guides you in the truth, that will not make you believe lies, but expose them. That's what we are called to do. Okay? That's, you know, why the real prophets in the Old Testament were hated by everybody. Because they were exposing the truth. And people don't like to hear the truth. They wanted to kill them. Why today's prophets are really magnified? Because they tell you exactly what you want. And they make you feel good. Because they are not anymore accountable. The Old Testament. See, you cannot work like with God's authority if you don't take the responsibility for what you say and are not accountable for it. That's the junk that is taught today. That's a lie of the devil. So you go around saying lies, and then people believe you, and then you take them in the wrong direction, and then you say you are a prophet. You are a deceiver. Oh, well, now there is freedom. It's not freedom. That's lying. That's deception. That is doing things so that you can do whatever you want to do, and it's always okay, and you are important. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's the job of the Holy Spirit, to guide you into all truth, not to speak on his own authority about himself or to magnify himself, you know, but what, you know, he will speak, he will, you know, tell you of things to come, show you the things that are going to happen. If they tell you that something is going to happen, it's not going to happen, that's not the Holy Spirit. I've seen so many lives damaged by false prophecy. So many. I've been around for 50 years. People I knew myself. Praise the Lord. See, the hearing the Holy Spirit, what is he going to do in us? The impact of hearing and obeying the Holy Spirit. The following verse, John 16:14. He will glorify me. That's what Jesus was talking about. So he will give glory to Jesus, not to the person, not what's going on there. Not yourself, not the prophet or whatever. He will take what is mine and declare it to you. We'll show you the truth about things. We'll show you what the way Jesus operated and teach you to work the way he did. Which he said, in myself I can do nothing. I only can do what the Father is doing. In myself I can do nothing, you know. My judgment is righteous judgment because my judgment is the same as one the Father has. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, this is very important to understand because otherwise we cannot depend on what we get when we connect with God. Because anything can be. We have to understand that we ourselves are accountable for what we get, because we often get what we want to hear. And then we say, the Holy Spirit told me, God told me that. But you know that I was absolutely the last thing that told you that, because this is contrary to what the Word of God says. Okay. So, we had to actually become, learning to become dependent on the Holy Spirit, because we actually recognize very clearly from what's happening and what is telling us that actually saying something that is according to his character and not according to our will. Often is exactly the opposite of what we want. Because if he's telling you, you know, not magnifying your flesh is not going to like it. And you are not going to like it in the logical way. But that's not a way to figure it out. You had to go and actually and allow the words to speak to you and to give you the direction. And you had to learn to recognize his voice. My sheep know my voice. And they follow not another one. I'm not saying anything that is new here. Okay? I'm just saying something that we have to understand if we want to get anywhere in our spiritual walk, because otherwise we are going to be confused by what was going on around you, and we are going to suffer spiritually because there is not going to be progress in our life because we are too confused. Or we can have big show and everything else, but it doesn't mean anything. Is not the wildfire that is going to change our heart. It doesn't go by emotions. Goes by the power of God that is transforming and empowering according to his direction. You know, when you get direction that you have to deal with some of your weaknesses, you know, and the Holy Spirit will show you what to do, and you do it, and you get the result. Okay, there is a process there that at the beginning, you know, it's the last thing you want to do. Because you are not even comfortable about yourself accepting that that's a problem. But then you start listening, and you open up, but the Holy Spirit shows you a bit more. It shows you the things that you actually, the practical things that you can do to actually be able to move in. Start accepting the direction that he gives you. Even if your flesh doesn't like it too much, because, I mean, I like what I got now. And then you start seeing that as you open up, you know, his power is there because you are accepting, you are opening yourself up. You are allowing the Spirit of God to start working. See, you are allowing the power of God. God doesn't work on you and force you to do anything. That's why he's a dove. God is going to empower you supernaturally, but he wants your decision, your choice about embracing something that your flesh doesn't want. See, the whole spiritual growth has to do with overcoming the flesh. That's our problem. The old man that is there. And you think that's a pleasant trip? Well, after you get a breakthrough, you know that it's pleasant. But before, it isn't. Because it goes against your flesh, your grain, the way we are. Praise the Lord. Are you following me? You see, there has to be a position that we take. Everything that God does, he doesn't force it on us. That's the way demons work. he sneaks in and he starts to work in, they work in, and so they, and you end up being caught up into the things. No, that's demonic. God is telling you the truth and you had to swallow it sometime. Accepting it to start with before you get anywhere. And when you are starting accepting it and you start seeing it and you start, okay, you know, I'm coming along, it's difficult, but that's okay. You know, suddenly if you take the make that decision, it's not difficult anymore because his power comes in. See, that's his power. You see that he's not you because you wouldn't have done it anyway. That's the work that the Holy Spirit does. He's not making a meeting exciting. There are plenty of exciting meetings that teach heresy. But the point is, you know, are they popular? Well, they are, but the truth is not popular. The masses never embrace the truth. They're always wrong, even in the decision they make in anything. Praise the Lord. Are you following what I'm saying? I hope you do. Because, you know, I don't think that we should, allow things like that to go on without exposing them. Paul exposed them. And, you know, Jesus exposed them, exposed the Pharisees and what they were saying and their position. Okay. Oh, well, that's not really loving. Well, that's loving because otherwise, you know, the consequences are bad. You want them not to have those consequences. Otherwise, but the thing is, you know, this kind of thing spreads and take over. And we need to take responsibility of helping people to be able to see by speaking the truth in love. Not just be mean, okay? It's by just making people aware of what's going on so that they are not believing deception that goes on. Praise the Lord. But, you know, when you've been exposed to that kind of stuff for a long time, you become insensitive. You don't know anymore. You cannot make proper decision, and you don't know what to choose. Okay, we need to be able to be discerning the truth from the light. How you do that? The Word. The Word is very clear. It's expressed, you know, for example, what I'm saying now is just in the Word. It's not the only thing. But the point is, when you don't, you know, you cannot, you remove this part and take the other part, the whole thing gets distorted. Praise the Lord. See, he will glorify me. If something glorified your flesh, if something make you know that it's not the Holy Spirit, okay? And show what he's, you know, show things that the way he operated. Okay, and you know, one can learn a lot in reading the gospel, in seeing the way God functioned, the way Jesus functioned, ministering to people. Praise the Lord. Okay, the Holy Spirit is going to help and guide us in our personal spiritual journey, developing and making us grow in love, in understanding, and empower me in obeying what he said. Not all things, all the things that we particularly want. Praise the Lord. This is, you know, important for us to choose properly and to be able, when we are able to discern, to make decisions. See, our decisions are everything. Is God works according to our decisions. Even if we decide something that is difficult for us and we know that it's going to be a struggle and some time to do, but he still works through that because that is going to, you know, he's not pushy. He's going to take his time to make you develop and grow into the understanding so that you are going to be even motivated to do that. When you see the truth, you are going to want it, because, but you have to be able to see it first and to distinguish it from the lies. Praise the Lord. Well, I'm going to stop here. I talked about lots of things that generally I don't think you hear very often. Okay? Unless people want to, you know. See, that's why people end up not liking the idea of interacting with the Holy Spirit and hearing from God personally. Because there is so much confusion that that they see, that they cannot agree. And so they erase the Holy Spirit together with the mistakes that are done by people that are too ignorant to know any better. Okay, the Holy Spirit is fundamental. I believe that if you cannot grow spiritually without the intervention of the Holy Spirit, without recognizing the way the Holy Spirit functions, without actually listening to him clearly, and to be able to discern when it's him or when it's something else that they try to push on you. Okay. And sometimes it's really confusing. Okay. And Jesus gave us the advice, the warning, you know, by their fruit you shall know them. So we had to learn to look at fruit in ourselves and in others. Okay? And fruit doesn't mean that evidently has to do with the following you have. Because the biggest place that are around today are the one that believe this stuff, the wrong stuff. The one that preach that we are God. There is nothing more blasphemous than that. I hope you can hear what I'm saying. Because you know, if you don't, then you're going to be messed up. Okay? You're going to be able to not be able to make the proper decision in your life, because this involves the decision, our walk, the decision we make in which we grow closer to the Lord, and the Lord is transform us more and more like Jesus. You cannot be transformed like Jesus by working, you know, operating according to the flesh. Because there was nothing of the flesh in Jesus. Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray now. Hallelujah. Did they say something new today to you that you didn't know that you knew before? Well, at least one person, you know, two. Okay. I mean, did ever hear anybody talking about this? Well, yeah, I know. But this is not something that, for me, is new, that I didn't talk about before, or they didn't. I never made a specific teaching on that, as I do now, because I feel that it needs to be done. But I know when I saw some of this stuff and I spent time asking God for direction to show me if what was going on is true or wrong, and taking a position afterwards and getting everybody against me, I didn't care. I know that I was in the truth. not because I was magnifying myself. I wasn't saying anything that is not in the scriptures. I'm just putting in the context of everything else. And not selecting things according to what my flesh like, but taking everything, the things that are easy to do and the things that are more difficult to do. The point is, that's the way to break through. That's the way to have victory. That's the way to learn. Okay? Praise the Lord. So just let's go before the Lord and ask, you know, for him to actually help us to, you know, not become judgmental, not become, you know, finding everything wrong or everybody wrong or everything else, but just dealing with ourselves and allowing the Spirit of God to show us and minister to us so that we can make the choices that they are going to make us learn better about to connect with the Holy Spirit and how to receive the direction that we need and the protection that we need. One of the things that is going to protect us. Okay, that doesn't mean you are there opening up to everything because otherwise we quench the Holy Spirit. If it's something of the flesh, you better recognize that it's of the flesh. And, you know, and Paul said it very clearly. You know, the works of the flesh are evident. If they are evident, then we should be able to recognize them, don't you think? And because we resonate with them pretty easily, you know what's going on. Praise the Lord. All right. So let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for your word. Help us to be open, to be receiving the direction in our thoughts, in our heart, in our decisions to follow you and not people, but your Spirit guiding us in things to come, for transforming us not according to the flesh, but according to your Spirit. We acknowledge that in you there is all freedom, all truth, all love. The one love for you may grow and guide us in obedience, in the ability to connect with Jesus, with you, Father, and the Holy Spirit that is within us. Thank you for giving us this gift, for enabling us to have your presence in us, guiding us moment by moment, that we may be open to hear and allow your truth to guide our steps according to your word, Lord, that the word may be manifested in our life. Your promises may become evident as a result of our walk, because we walk guided by the Spirit and not the flesh. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your power. Thank you for your truth that set us free. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.